Kehoe. Kehoe here, Lowenthal. Pavley. Pavley here.
Quorum is not present. How many do we have?
Oh, we have four.
Do we have four? Mm-hmm. We do have a quorum. Yes. Thank you very much. Quorum is present. We'll begin with file item AB 525. Mr. Gordon, thank you for your patience. Please come forward.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Senators. AB 525 relates to issues at Cal Recycle. Recent amendments to AB 525 establish the necessary financial accounts for fees and penalties collected by Cal Recycle. These fees and penalties are associated with the Architectural Paint Recovery Program. Due to a drafting error in last year's AB 1343, the paint recovery account and paint recovery penalty subaccount establishing the Integrated Waste Management Fund, as cited in the bill's digest, were not included in the bill. AB 525 establishes these funds. Additionally, AB 525 provides the necessary collection and expenditure authority to Cal Recycle for administration of these accounts. In addition, AB 525 also reauthorizes until 2016 the successful rubberized asphalt concrete grant program, which is administered by Cal Recycle. This program provides funding for the use of waste tires in public works projects in an effort to increase the amount of tires recycled throughout California.
Thank you, Assemblymember. Let me ask if you have witnesses in support. Welcome.
Thank you. Lisa McCumber with the Department of Resources, Recycling and Recovery, or Cal Recycle, in support, and we'd like to thank the author for helping us out this late in session with the amendments for the architectural program. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any other witnesses in support?
Mark Murray with California's Against Waste in support of the original bill and the addition to the bill.
Thank you. Do we have any other witnesses in support? If not, are there witnesses against? Are there any witnesses opposed? Third and final call, are there any witnesses opposed? If not, matter is back before the committee. Members, any questions from members of the committee? Seeing and hearing no questions, we have a motion from Senator Pavley. Do you wish to close?
I would respectfully ask for an aye vote. Thank you.
Call the roll.
The motion is that the measure be returned to the Senate floor for consideration. Senator Simidian?
Aye.
Simidian, aye. Strickland?
No.
Strickland, no. Blakeslee? Hancock? Kehoe? Kehoe, aye. Lowenthal? Pavley?
Aye.
Pavley, aye. 3-1.
Assemblymember, you have three votes. You need four. We'll hold the roll open for absent members. Sergeant at Arms, would you please call the absent members? So I'm sure everyone's aware we have members trying to be in multiple places at multiple times during this set of committee hearings this afternoon. So we will call the absent members. Thank you again.
Thank you very much.
Assemblymember Chesbrough, do I understand you're here to present AB 1019?
Correct, Mr. Chairman.
Well, thank you. It's our great pleasure to have you here, sir.
What's that?
It's our great pleasure to have you
here. It's my great pleasure to be here.
Please proceed.
Mr. Chairman, members, AB 1019 is a very simple bill. It reenacts the carpet recycling bill passed by the legislature last year with bipartisan support. This step is necessary to make sure that the bill remains consistent with Proposition 26 passed last November by the voters. Proposition 26 specifically provides an opportunity for legislation enacted in 2010 to remedy any inconsistencies with the proposition, and that's what AB 1019 does by reenacting the law. Although only in place since January 1st, the Carpet Recycling Act is already a great success. The carpet industry strongly supports the law and has already taken a number of steps to implement it. With this law, California is the national leader in diverting carpet from landfills and reprocessing it into viable commercial products. I hope everyone on the committee can support this bill so that the carpet industry can continue on this preferred path to recycling and reusing of waste carpet. I would ask for your aye vote.
Thank you very much. Do we have witnesses in support today?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Randy Pollock on behalf of the Carpet and Rug Institute. We're in full support of this bill. Last year, we had some opposition to this bill early on, but after extensive work with recyclers, with local governments, with retailers, and also among the manufacturing community, we got together and we came up with a program that we believe can be very successful. I also just want to remind the committee that this this program is already underway. Fees have been collected since July 1st. We have been working a lot with CalRecycle's getting regulations. And finally, I would just add that uncertainty for manufacturers is always a big issue, and this bill would clarify that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other witnesses in support?
Gene Urban, on behalf of Shaw Carpet, I was involved in the negotiations in AB 2398, which created the Carpet EPR program. I just want to take a moment and ask the committee's indulgence. We are in a very difficult, arguably untenable position. The law requires us to collect this fee as of July 1st. On November 3rd of this year, we are vulnerable to a lawsuit under Proposition 26. I'm not suggesting, I'm not admitting it's a tax, I'm not arguing that it's a fee. It's something, it's a charge, it's subject to litigation under 26, which would badly disrupt and upset the program. We are asking for that which the voters contemplated when they enacted 26, which is to invoke what I characterize as this look back mechanism. Within 1 year, you can validate that which was done in 2010, and it is not void 1 year after the enactment of 26. So in order to preserve the program, all the time and effort and resources that we've invested, and to avoid needless disruption of this program, which could almost be fatal. I mean, it would take years to resolve this litigation. We're asking for a two-thirds vote to reenact AB 2398, word for word. Not a single sentence or digit is changed in the law. Thank you.
Are there any additional witnesses in support? Are there any witnesses in opposition? Any witnesses in opposition? This is the final call for witnesses in opposition to AB 1019. Seeing and hearing none, the matter is back before the committee. Are there comments or questions from members of the committee? If not, is there a motion on the bill?
So moved.
We have a motion from Senator Kehoe. Thank you, Senator. We want to give the author one last chance, or the author's representative, rather, one last chance to comment.
Simply respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you very much, sir. Please call the roll.
The motion is that the measure be returned to the Senate floor for consideration. Senator Simidian?
Aye.
Simidian, aye. Strickland?
No.
Strickland, no. Blakeslee? Hancock? Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Lowenthal? Pavley?
Aye.
Pavley, aye.
You have three votes. You need four. We will hold the roll open for absent members. Sergeants, as you know, there's another committee. Thank you, sir. As you know, there's another committee that's scheduled to be in the room. We can't, however, vacate the room until we get closed roll on both of these previous items. So if we could ask absent members to please make their way back so we can close out the roll. I will close out the roll as soon as we have sufficient votes on both bills. I don't want to hold the next committee up, so I am going to close out the roll as soon as we have sufficient votes. I always want to let members cast a vote, but I don't want to hold up the next committee given the business of the day. So if we could ask Senator Hancock to join us, please, Senator Lowenthal to join us. I believe those are, and Senator Blakeslee to join us. Those are our three absent members. Thank you. I'm going to lift the roll on AB 525 by Assemblymember Gordon. Please call the absent members.
Senators Blakeslee, Hancock,
aye.
Hancock, aye. Lowenthal.
That bill has four votes. That is sufficient. We will hold the roll open for just one more minute. Let's lift the call on AB 1019 by Assemblymember Perez.
Senators Blakeslee, Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Lowenthal.
That has four votes. We're going to ask the roll to be held over. Sergeant at Arms, I know you're going to want to talk to the gentleman on his cell phone over against the wall, please. Thank you, Senator Hancock. All right, one last time. We're going to lift the call for the absent members. Please lift the call on AB 525.
Senator Blakeslee, Lowenthal.
And the vote total is?
4-1.
Ayes 4, noes 1, the bill is passed. And the roll is closed. AB 1019, please lift the call.
Senators Blakeslee, Lowenthal, 4-1.
4-1. The bill is passed and the roll is closed. Members, without objection, that completes today's business. I'm advised before I bang the gavel down that the Elections Committee is next. Is that correct, Sergeant? And that following the Elections Committee, the Energy Committee will be in this same room. Is that also correct, Sergeant? All right. Elections to be followed by Energy. Without objection, committee is adjourned.